Should a man take the pill? Now, it works using progesterone, a synthetic hormone also used in female contraceptives, together with a synthetic testosterone to switch off the man's natural testosterone production. And people have wondered for years, by the way, why we haven't had a male pill before now. Well, you know, efforts have been made since the 1950s, but it's a bit trickier when it comes to men and contraception, because a female one really only has to work while a woman is ovulating, but a male one has to work all the time because the man constantly produces sperm. So it's a bit different. This new pill is not actually a pill, by the way. They rub it on them. So they rub it on their chest. It goes in. It's a hormone. Rubs in their chest. And that's grand. And you just do it once a day, I believe. And you rub it in. But the problem is, if you do want to have a little bit of intimacy, you have to make sure you have a shower first, because if the gel gets onto a woman, now it does get absorbed into the skin and into the body, but if it gets onto a woman, well, that in turn could affect hormones. Her hormones, should I say hormones? It can affect her hormones. So it is a little bit trickier. But would you trust a man to take a male version of the pill? As for side effects, by the way, for men, well, now you know how it is. You get hot flushes, night sweats, and you might gain a bit of weight. That's the side effect. As usual, there is always side effects to everything. But in saying that, would you trust it? And would you trust men to take the pill? And do you generally trust men? You know, ladies, I'm asking you. Do you believe men are reliable enough when it comes to important things like this? And guys, come on and defend yourself. The number is 087-188-0008. Aslam, you're on Ireland's
Hello,
Classic
how
Kids.
Doing?
How you doing, Aslam?
I'm doing great.
Good.
I'm above ground, I'm alive. Can't complain.
You're above ground and you're alive. Aslam, well, I'm glad we remember to be alive, by the way. I mean, do you think men are trustworthy enough to take a kind of male version of a contraception?
Of course we are. Oh, you can't paint us all with the same brush.
Well, a lot of us I could paint with the same brush. You know, I don't know if I... Mind you, there are women out there who might forget to take their pill as well. But I mean, in saying that, are we as reliable and diligent as women when it comes to doing these things?
I think so. I think we could handle it. You know, the stereotype is that men don't want to have babies. And I think, look, if we take this pill, you can make it... It's trustworthy that we can take it.
Okay.
You know, we've always been stereotyped that, you know, we run away, or that we don't want children, and that we don't look after kids, but you can't trust us with this, and you can't take that we want to have children too, you know?
I mean, it might be a good thing too for single lads who are out, you know, playing around or whatever, you know, to make sure they don't leave any little babies around, you know?
Yeah, true.
I mean, and would you do it, Aslam?
I would. I mean, I was doing a bit of research on it before I even heard it on the show. It's looking that, is it actually there? Is it existing already?
No, not yet. It's on the way soon. Yeah.
It's being developed. Yeah, I see that.
It's in a trial period now, you know? Yeah.
I mean, I would.
It's not actually a pill that you take every morning. It's a gel. So you rub it on your chest, and it's a hormone, so it goes in, it's absorbed through the skin, dries up. It dries in a couple of minutes and rubs it. You just rub it into your chest after you have a shower.
Okay. Yeah, I would take that, definitely.
Yeah. And now there is side effects. The side effects can be that you can... Well, mind you, women get side effects of the pill all the time and they don't moan about it. You can get hot flushes, night sweats, and maybe gain a bit of weight.
Mm. Well, I suppose I can do with a bit of that.
Yeah, so you're grand. You'll be taking it.
Sorry?
You'll be given the... Are you married, by the way?
I am married.
Okay, yes, so you... Okay.
I'm married 5 years.
All right, okay. So if you do decide not to have children, you'll be giving your partner a break from taking the contraception and you'll do it. You'll be happy enough to do that.
Yeah, I would.
Okay. According to Aslam, we should trust men a little bit more, that maybe we have this inherent general distrust of them. But Vanya, you're on Ireland's Classic Kids. How you doing, Vanya?
Hi, hello, how are you?
That's it. Vanya, where's that name from? That's a very unusual name.
Portugal.
Portugal, okay. Oh,
yes.
Like Jo that comes on the air regularly, she's from Portugal too. Vanya, I mean, do you think it's, are men, are we trustworthy enough to take these things?
Yes, you see, as I said on my message, on my text, a man, while a woman can only get pregnant once a year, because it takes 9 months for the baby to grow and all that, in that period, a man can impregnate more women.
Oh,
so
yeah.
If the point is to control the natality, or, you know, it actually makes more sense even for the men to have some sort of contraceptive rather than the woman.
Yeah, it would, actually. You're right. When it comes to unwanted pregnancies, so to speak, I suppose.
Exactly.
Yeah,
exactly.
Men could probably produce one a day, to be honest with you.
Exactly. Or two, you know.
Men, how busy they are. Whereas you're right, a woman can only get pregnant once. Although I did hear of one case, and I don't know how true it was, a woman who got pregnant twice at the same time. She got pregnant. I think there's only been one case in the world where a woman got pregnant while she was pregnant. I think one of the twins was born 2 months after the other or something like that. It was kind of a strange situation. But anyway, it doesn't normally happen. But here's the thing, you know, I mean, our men, I mean, look, I don't want to generalize about men. We're not stupid. We are very intelligent people, but we have different priorities in life. Women are different to men in respect of, I think they're more diligent about these kind of things because they've more to lose, if you know what I mean, because they get pregnant. Whereas men, do you really trust your partner to be rubbing stuff on his chest every day? Mm. You know?
Yeah, I think that's responsibility. It's kind of built in our education when we're growing up. I think that's why we end up being more diligent, as you said.
Yeah.
In a couple, if that's a decision they make, there is a lot of factors that might be involved in making that decision. But as the last listener was talking, maybe just to give a break to the wife or to the partner, because there's so much components in a pill, and there is a risk of thrombosis as well. So it's just a way of kind of working as a team, because that's all, being a couple in marriage is all about working as a team. So that will be another thing to add to it.
Yeah, I mean, I know the contraceptive pill has got a lot better throughout the years. Originally, it was a lot more dangerous than it is now, than female contraceptive pill. They have got a lot better. But, I mean, they said they've been working on this for the last 50 years.
Oh, yes, I'm aware of it. I knew that was being, it was in development, but I didn't know it was fully developed now.
Yeah, there's another one, by the way, that it's a herbal one, and they believe it was originally brought out for arthritis, and they believe one of the side effects was that men had noticed that they weren't having babies while they were using it. So they're now developing that one as well, which might be even a bit safer, a bit easier to take. But I don't know about rubbing stuff on your chest. I don't know whether men will be bothered.
Well, it depends. Like if they have the hair chest, maybe they I think if you notice, all the contraceptive methods out there are all for women, apart from the condom. Everything else is women. The diaphragm, the coil, everything is directed to women. We have very little directed to men. You only have a barrier method directed to men, and you can have a vasectomy, which is quite evasive.
Yeah.
But apart from that, it's all to women. So it would be nice to have a break, you know, just
yeah,
for
and
the men.
They explain the reason for this is because with a woman, you only have to stop her ovulating for a short period every month, whereas with a man, they're permanently producing sperm, so it's something that you have to do on an ongoing basis, so that's why it's more difficult to stop it. You know what I mean?
Yeah, certain pills now, certain women, they are continuous, but I do think on that period they're just kind of a placebo. They just have them like continuously so women don't really forget. I think that was the whole point of it.
It was, yeah.
Yeah, but for men, I suppose it would create an habit after a while. You'd think, you know, like when you go to bed after brushing your teeth, just take your pillow, something like that. I know certain pills come with a little alarm. Something like that, you know, to remind, you know, you can always put your alarm. Okay, it's...
Yeah, or just when you're having a shave. Think of it when you're having a shave.
Something like
that.
If you have your radio on, you kind of, it's my ball and show, time to take the pill.
Yeah, absolutely. Listen, thanks very much indeed. By the way, just to remind people, just to mention, by the way, as well, that I mentioned to Vanya about getting pregnant twice. It is possible. I'm actually going to put it on my screen here. It's called a double pregnancy. And apparently, there are 3 confirmed cases of it happening in the world as we speak. Double pregnancy. So in other words, can you imagine that? You get pregnant, right? And that's great. And you do all the celebrations with your husband or your partner, whatever it is, right? And then a month and a half later, you come, I'm pregnant again. After you're already pregnant. And then I believe one baby will come a month later. It's a rare thing that happens. I think what happens is that one pregnancy...
Trust a man to take a pill, you're serious. So you won't even put out the bins, they forget. Did you get milk at the shop? Forget. Did you get bread? I forget. Put petrol in the car? I forget. Did you pay the bills? I forget. Imagine trying to take a pill. The kids all over the place.
Jackie, you're on Ireland's Classic Kids. How you doing, Jackie?
Hello, Niall. How are you?
Would you trust a man? Would you trust him?
Not a hope in hell.
No.
Not a hope in hell. He has prescribed a medication he has to take every day.
Yep.
Every day. Did you take your tablets? Oh, yeah, I take them now in a few minutes. The tablets will be still on the table when he's going to bed. You take a tablet in bed, you take your tablets today, I forgot.
I know what you're saying. My partner, if I'm on an antibiotic for something, my partner has to remind me to take it. Yeah. And the same, or sometimes I go through this phase where, right, I'm going to take, you know, vitamin tablets for, you know, 30 days, feeling a bit tired. Yeah. And I'll take them for 2 days and then I'll never do it again.
Yeah, well, it's like that in this house as well. And then he gets cranky. What do you mean? You're always on me to take these tablets. And I said, well, you have to take them. Then he gets cranky, then you don't talk to him for a couple of hours. But then he goes back and then he said, I think I take them tablets now. And I said, so he's called Mr. Forgotten now at the moment.
Right. Okay. Well, the story here mentions as well, by the way, it's not really a pill as such. It's more of a gel that you rub on your chest.
Well, he'd put sun cream into his chest quicker than he put the heat.
And the other thing as well is, right, you must do this, by the way, every evening. But if you're going to be intimate, you know, and do the deed, like, you have to wash it off. Because if it gets onto the woman, it can cause her a hormone imbalance.
And you know what?
She'll grow a beard.
Enough at the moment. I'd kill him.
Because that's testosterone. So if women get testosterone, they start losing their hair, they grow a beard and start talking like a man.
I'm telling you. And how are you, Noel? Thing about dad looking like him.
Imagine you coming on the air the next day. How are you, Noel?
Yeah, how's it going?
Well, stay there for a second because Martha, how you doing?
Yeah. Hi, how are you keeping, Niall?
Good, I'm good, Martha. I mean, the idea that of a male contraceptive pill, look, it's been floating around for years, but it's never really happened. Do you think, would you trust men to do it, to take it?
I honestly wouldn't. Oh. I wouldn't trust any man to be, like, so focused on it. I can ask my husband, let's say, to take out the bins, and 5 minutes later he forgets about it. Never mind something that he has to do regular, like, let's say, same time, every day. Like, I just don't think men would be willing to do it either.
No.
I just find it that men is trying to put all the responsibility on the woman, because it's just easier. Like,
well, be fair to us. It's not that it's easier, it's just medically easier to do it. Because men's, you know, the production of sperm is a lot more complicated than the ovulation of a woman. When I say complicated, it happens on an ongoing basis. So it's not as easy to medically control that.
That's what they say. But if you offer 8% of men to use a condom, which is, like, obviously available everywhere.
Ah, yeah,
80% of them is going to say, ah, no, it's not the same.
Martha, like, why would you, can I ask you a question, Martha? Do you like a nice shower?
Obviously.
Yeah, okay. Would you get into the shower with a raincoat on you? No. So, I mean, that's what men are thinking when somebody mentions the word condom.
And I agree with you, because I'm not a big fan of them either. But if you think about it, like, there are often for the men for the years and years and years in the past. They're just not really willing to get onto them, because it's just so easy. Like, oh, yeah, a woman will pop a pill and that's it. But, like, why not the men?
No, I know, and I do. By the way, my heart goes out to you having to keep taking these pills all the time. And it's not good for you. I know that. But in saying that, I mean, really, they're dirty, smelly, horrible things, Martha, those condom things.
They really are.
Listen, ladies, I've run out of time. I didn't give this enough time. Jackie, it was lovely talking to you. Jackie, how are you doing?
All right.
I hope you don't get any testosterone in your body now over the weekend.
Watch this space.
Martha, listen, thank you very much indeed for joining in with us today. And thank you to everybody who got involved in the joke. Martha, I think, initially thought it was an April Fool's joke. By the way, I thought the same too. But no, the story is in a couple of papers. I think it is genuine. There is a male pill, or of somewhat of a pill, on the way, a contraceptive pill.